start the new year, are you ready to make the most of your opportunities? In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, it says, live as someone who's wise, not unwise. Make the most of your opportunities. And the days are evil, meaning there's all kinds of junk we could get involved with, but stick with God and His plan. So let's get real specific as we start the year. There's some opportunities God has for you. Why don't you write those down that you see or that you sense are coming, that are there right now that He's provided? Second, what are the goals? Within those opportunities, what are the specific goals that you have, prayerful goals that you really sense God has for you? And then what's the timeline? A lot of people can make goals, but you got to put a timeline on it or else it's so open-ended. Procrastination kicks in, other stuff fills your schedule. So put a timeline on it. Say, okay, want to get to here by this date. And then the last one is accountability. Who are you going to share it with? Who's going to check in with you? Who's going to spur you on? We need each other. So that accountability is so key. As we start the year, it's a prayerful process. But what are your opportunities? What are your specific goals? What's the timeline? Who's going to keep you accountable? And with that, you'll live wise and you'll make the most of the opportunities that God wants to share with you.